We OG, we OG, or no G. You're not bullish enough. Yeah. Oh no, you're not bullish enough. You ain't got the or no. I get stoned by the bolo. Bitcoin set to Olo. Yeah. Experts on reload. Yeah, yeah. You're not bullish enough. Yeah. Oh no, you're not bullish enough. You ain't got the or no. I get stoned by the bolo. Bitcoin set to Olo. Experts on reload, reload. Man, boo getting hot. Everybody wanna rock. Hey. Runes is coming, everybody on a night, ay. It's a nuisance, order no revolution, ay. Order no revolution. Yo, is my guy for real, bro?
Runes though.
Got French right now. Yo, BRC420, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Yo, that shit found fire, bro. Imagine if he in here. Yeah,
lock it in the seal.
Murder.
I got balls of steel. Nuki's on the field. Yeah, this shit for real. With no calls, I get so far. Got 100 phone calls that I go hard, and they gon' love me. Smoke weed, huddle back. I get shiesty. Where my Bitcoin looking lovely. All this Satoshi's nothing above me.
Bitcoin's alive, what you gon' do? Mempool fees are high, high. Order no, order no, order no. Where does it stop? Nobody knows. It's a revolution, ayy. Bitcoin is the one, no substitution, ayy. We should see in your Gobi, it's order no revolution.
Welcome back to Order Revolution. My name is Shizzy. On this channel, we cover the entire Bitcoin ordinal ecosystems. What's up, guys? We have an amazing show for you guys today. We are live for another ordinal hour. Thank you guys so much for being here. It is Wednesday. We are 2 days, 8 hours, and 14 minutes and 9 seconds away from the most amazing block in Bitcoin's history. Yes, that's the halving block, of course, but it's also the same block for runes. And I think we all need to prepare ourselves for insanity, for amazingness and craziness. It's going to be so much fun. And we're here for it. Order Revolution, we're going to be live. We're going to be streaming live for it. So check that out. We're constantly going to be having little videos and episodes all about it. We're going to tell you guys. We're going to keep you guys updated 100%. And if you're a member, you're going to get that even more. So if you're not a member, think about joining the membership. It's not expensive at all. It's in the link below. Click it. We're going to have member videos. And the only reason we token gate it because we get a lot of alpha from a lot of people who don't want us to say stuff. But we feel comfortable with, you know, dropping it in those because you can't send it to them, right? So, I mean, I guess you could stream it, whatever. But we like it that way. But before we get the show started, let me give a quick word from our good friend over there at Sad Hunters. So Francis has been supporting us for a while now, and we just like to show respect to him. So as the launch of runes gets closer, make sure you guys etch all your runes at sathunter.com for great rates. Plus, sathunter.com has top paying referral program in the industry. When you refer a friend, you earn 50% of the service fee paid in Bitcoin. You can track everything on their dashboard. Etch runes at sathunter.com. That's sathunter.com. Referral link in the show notes. Please use our link. It supports the show. And with that said, let me bring in my partner. As always, Mr. Yago B. What's up, buddy?
What's up? Happy hump day.
Happy hump day. I haven't said that since I was working.
Yeah, true. When you love what you do, it doesn't feel like work, right? So, but for all those out there, you know, grinding, salute to you guys because we're halfway through the week and we got the halving block and runes coming up in a couple days. So it's just exciting. We're almost there.
Yep. And the guys who are out there grinding, man, that was me 4 years ago. I mean, obviously, I you know, just went full time in OR this year. But 4 years ago, man, I just learned about Bitcoin, just learned about ordinals. And 4 years later, you know, I'm doing this full time and you could do it too. Just put in the work, put in the knowledge, watch shows like ours. And potentially in the next cycle, you could be like us, man. And, you know, think about doing something in the industry, whether it's not be YouTube or something like that, but do something around you, what you love, and you'll wake up every day happy. That's something me and Yago B, we really are choosing to do now. So we're choosing to be happy, but it took a long grind to get this knowledge that we have. But
I was going to say, 100%, you know, one thing that I think we both learned through this is like, your network is your net worth, right? So make sure that you're connecting with communities, if not our community, a community, and genuine, having a genuine connection in that community matters more than anything. And to show that you're genuine, I think, is showing up every day to that community, right? Obviously not every day of the year, but you know, consistency is what I'm talking about. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So 2 days, 8 hours, 19 minutes, 12 seconds. What is that all about? What are you thinking? How you feeling? What are you thinking? We're so close, but yet it feels so far away.
Yeah. It's like we want it to be now, you know, like the impatience is real, you know, because we've been anticipating this for a very long time. And, you know, it's around the corner. So I think, you know, the wait is going to be well worth it. Obviously, a lot of us have been waiting for this moment. We don't know how it's going to roll out, though. You know, the only thing that we do know is that like the big entities in our space have been preparing, and they've been preparing pretty well, like, you know, getting their platforms ready to be able to offer this runes trading and pre-runes tokens. And not all of those are going to, you know, you probably won't even get airdrops with all of them. So just I think having your expectations like set at a realistic level is important here, because everybody's probably set that bar so high already.
For sure. Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, there's a lot of people are coming out now, Rocktoshi being one of them. And he comes out and says, you know, just be careful out there. You know, don't put it too much in the runes that you're willing to lose. And I definitely want to hit on that as well. Just because it's an opportunity of a lifetime doesn't mean it's a now moment. Just because, you know, runes is dropping Friday doesn't mean you need to go all in on Friday, right? So just be careful. Don't put it in anything you're not willing to lose, guys. If you have like, you know, if you have, all you have is 20 grand, it's all you have. Don't put more than 10% in the runes. So like, let's be very careful. That's not financial advice either. You can do whatever the hell you want. But I just want to make sure that our community is being safe, practice safe investing, safe gambling. You know, it's a casino. It's going to be a casino in the beginning. We don't know what's going to be what. So just be easy. Don't put it all in on the first one. Just if you're going to even if you do that 2000, just, you know, just little by little. Dollar cost average the way for everything. You know, if you're DCA in, DCA out. It's the same thing. But you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for the experienced people that have been here and have done like in previous cycles and stuff, like I think you have to have this mindset of a PVP in a sense, right? Obviously, yeah. There's going to be liquidity coming in from outside, but you know, how polished up are you on being able to, you know, buy low, sell high, right? And obviously that's not always the formula. Sometimes you got to, you know, just get out of your position and stuff like that, which, you know, you're going to figure that out on your own, but just know it's going to be a lot, right? Because everybody's trying to achieve the same goal here, right? So,
yeah. And just remember what happened last year too. You know, a lot of time history repeats itself. So last year, BRC20s came out around the same time, about a month earlier. And what happened was it was craziness, just like how we're going to get runes, right? And then about the summertime, around, I want to say July, August, you really got into a bear market type for that market. And potentially you could see something like that here. So if you go all in now, and when everything kind of dips out, before the big run that we've seen, you know, BRC20s really fell in July, but then in November, you made tons of money, right? So you kind of want to just be easy with that. And, you know, just don't go all in here, but just be prepared for a dip if it comes within the summertime. If you're buying now for the long term, DCA, don't buy the entire bag now. So but I think that's the last bit of advice for myself, but anything you got left before we go on to the show?
Yeah, one last thing is, you know, just remember, like, if you look at previous cycles, guys, typically the year that is the breakout year is that following year after the halving anyways, right? Like, the breakout starts happening post-halving within that same year, but really that crazy, like, well, if you look at the last cycle, that DeFi moment and stuff was that following year. So, you know, if that occurs, you know, then we're looking at opportunities. You're super early. Like, whether you've been here the past year or not, that means people that have been in the past 12 months have been really super early. Now you're still early, but like, there's going to be opportunities down the road. So like Shizzy just said, there's going to be probably a moment or a month or two of just down for runes. Don't, you know, don't panic, because like 2025 will most likely be that year where everything goes ballistic, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah. Let's just all kind of stay informed and educated. I think that's the most important thing.
Yep. And you use our show, guys. We're here every day for a reason now. That's the reason why we want to do every day, because every single day there's opportunities. And then there's, you know, we want to be the words of, hey, maybe this isn't the right time, or, you know, but we're not always going to be perfect in that same way, but we'll be here every day. And you guys can gauge how we're feeling by what we're seeing. And we really dig in. We mean, y'all, we spent the last 2 hours going through the entire space, making sure we have everything ready for the show today. So we really got a feel on what's going on. So stick with us. We promise you, you'll have everything you need to know in this hour every single day. But
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Get it. And remember, put all your questions in the chat. We will get to the questions after the ordinal hour and the ordinal after hour. So make sure you're doing that. And you want to jump into Bitcoin real quick?
Let's get the king. See how he's doing.
Let's get it. Let's get it. All right, guys. I have my charts ready today. I'm here on the hourly chart, which is what we, you know, typically look at to kind of see what the, you know, short to midterm sentiment is. And what we are seeing is that Bitcoin really has been kind of down only, I would say, like the past day and a half. We're back to 61,000. It's not a doom or gloom situation. You know, like I said, once the halving starts, that's whenever really traditionally the buildup starts to happen. This cycle was a little bit different. We hit all-time high before the halving, which has never been done. But that doesn't mean that like some of the traditional, you know, movements won't occur as well. And I think that's what we're going through right now. It's just a pullback before the halving. And then once that happens, every halving has propelled Bitcoin's price. You can go back and look at every halving year. It happens, right? And that's what we are expecting here. But you can see here, you know, really we're sitting at 61,000, right under 61,100. We just got into oversold territory. Don't know how long we're going to stay here, but we're definitely seeing the you know, extreme sell pressure here still. I say extreme just because it's the dark red MACD candles here. But really, you know, I kind of said this earlier this week, you know, 60,000, 66,000 range back and forth. Nothing to panic about. We got big events coming up in the next couple of days. So how are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm really shocked by this a little bit. Maybe I shouldn't be, though. Maybe I had my hopes too high. Maybe I had my blinders on a little bit. But we're definitely a lot lower than I thought we would be. I mean, I was saying 80K by halving. I was wrong. But I still believe, I think this might be good though, because now it just shows you that we're probably not going to dip after having, I can't see a continued dip. I feel like, right now it's just like, you know, we're really following the S&P 500, and you have to remember too, is like what normally happens around summertime, is, you know, they start spending, right? This is the first time in history that the sitting president is an underdog. And you're going to see that money come out, man. And we're definitely, I do like that line you said. So 70, 72. But yeah, so I'm still bullish. It's election year. All I have to remember what happens in election year. They like to spend, you know, Jerome Powell came out yesterday and he said that, you know, the way with inflation being so sticky, they're not going to, they don't think they're going to drop the rates until later this year. You know, the altcoins won't do good until the rates are lowered. That I was watching Benjamin Cohen yesterday, and he basically said that. He said, you won't see an alt season until the rates get under 3. So we'll see. And we are here. We're on Bitcoin here, right? So he's definitely bullish Bitcoin. And, I think we will be back in the 70s by next week.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so the only real formation that I'm seeing here is like this falling wedge a bit on the hourly chart, right? And typically what will happen is there'll be a bounce up. We don't know how far it's going to fall, though. That's the thing. So that's what we're looking at right now with Bitcoin on the hourly chart. With the daily, it's more, you know, you can see just the descent here that we've seen. But last descent like this, we saw back in mid-March, we saw a leg back up. I don't know when that happens. Maybe the end of this month, like I've been saying, heading into May. But Yeah, not, we're not worried about Bitcoin, as we always mention on the show, because we know where it is heading, and we're excited about some other on-chain stuff coming up here soon.
Hell so. Yeah. Let's get to my favorite part of the show here, the roll call.
The roll call. Shizzy's roll call. Let's get it.
And in that first spot, we got I Walk Alone. First again, LFG, smash that like button. Listen to this guy. He knows what he's talking about. I Walk Alone. Thank you so much, bro. We appreciate you. First is first, and you got that top spot today. Appreciate you, buddy. And then in that second spot, we got Tobo. Welcome to the show, Tobo. And then we have Crypto Noob, always here. Glasshopper in the building. Todor. We've got our boy Danny. I was talking to Danny last night in the OSD. Danny saying alu to one Bitcoin, panda, 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 panda. And then we
have they've been on fire.
Oh man, they're up right now. We'll take a look at that in a little bit. Valhalla or Bust by 6S. And then we have Order Revolution. Those guys are awesome. And then we have Yazir. Yazir, always here. Appreciate you, buddy. Chief Axel in the building. Wendy Yam. Always appreciate Wendy and her amazing questions. Let's see if what Wendy can. Wendy had a really good question yesterday. I'm curious if she can top that today. But we got Mr. Sheedy. We appreciate Sheedy. Always here, man. You are one of our favorites, of course. Then we got Pelpa, Elias, AOD Art. What is up, Tim? Watching live from Sofia, Bulgaria. Tim, you are a legend. We appreciate you so much, sir. Saying, I'm not sure if I said you already, but I don't think I did. Saying, always here. He's always here every day. It just feels like deja vu. And then we have Chain Watcher, Green Man, Gabriel, Elias, Sopan. And we have G Lazy, Mighty Sewin, Carlos, CLS, always here. Appreciate you, Carlos. And then John, he says, Shizian's 500K. No, Shizian is 700. Okay, get it
right. You're not bullish enough, John.
You're not bullish enough, John. And then we have crypto currencies, Kalau, Sack. Help me with this one.
Yeah, Sack Johannes Le Fisher. Interesting name.
French?
I'm not sure. Johannes is typically, I think, German, but I don't know. Well, yeah.
We got Ebuck in the building. Appreciate Ebuck, man. He's my guy. Tree City West. 3 days in a row now, Tree City. We appreciate you, buddy.
He's been consistent. He's been consistency. He's consistent.
John goes, Mr. Yago B. And then we have Yo-Yo Street. And then John again. 700K, John. If you're gonna say it, put some respect on it. 700K is my where I think we're going. But that is your roll call for today. We appreciate everyone. Oh, we get a last second. We got a last one. I'll put it in. We got PDX in the building. And that is the final for the roll call.
Let's go. Appreciate all of y'all joining us. We have 141 people in here live right now on this Wednesday morning. And we'll get those numbers up. Make sure you are smashing the like and subscribe if you're not subscribed to our show. Because, you want to turn your notifications on. Get the latest and greatest of the ordinals, runes, and everything Bitcoin on-chain economy news.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to our first topic. I think it's an interesting one. I think it was Farmer Joe, which is he has a good size account in our space and has been around for, he's an OG for sure in the space. He posted about, the market caps and which ones are going to be the largest. And I kind of responded with, I don't think any of these pre-runes are going to be the largest market cap. I think it's going to be, it could be like one of the very first runes that are inscribed because over here, first is first, or it's going to be one that, is just not really talked about, comes out of nowhere. There has maybe a big use case for it or something like that. But I just don't see these pre-runes doing like the top market cap numbers. Probably they can get in that top five, but not the top. And the reason why is because I think money from outside, liquidity from outside and stuff, they want a fresh token. They don't want one that already starts with like a $500 million market cap. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, first of all, I didn't realize how rich Farmer Joe was. He put in $2 million bid for the first block. I saw that. Yeah, I don't know how true that was, but I was listening to his spaces.
I know.
They were talking about, I was like, damn, Farmer Joe got that bread. But shout out Farmer Joe. I've been following him for a while, just like you have.
So what do you think about these pre-runes? Do you think any of them have the chance to be the top market cap?
No, I don't. Well, so the problem with it, I would say Leonidas is would be, but it's three tokens now, right? So add it all together, that would be it. But since it's three tokens, I don't even think that's top five anymore. You know, I was actually looking at some stuff and some pretty cool names and some stuff. And I saw one. I don't think I had it. I have it here anymore. But I saw one that looked really cool. So people are starting to post them on Twitter now. Like, I guess they're kind of getting ready. And if it can be like top 10. But for me, it's like, so what people don't understand is, like, you know how on Ethereum and stuff, you have your you know, your contract, whatever. We're going to have that here on Runes, but it's going to be like a number, right? So if number five is like the little cool little dog coin or something like that, then that potentially could run to the highest one. I don't know. To me, it's so hard. This is hard for me, but I think you are right. I do not think that it's going to be a pre-rune.
Yeah, I just feel like those are going to be like already so high. It's going to be hard to get a ton of outside liquidity in. You know what I mean? But, you know, yeah, I that's exactly how I feel. Because, like, they might have FOMO, but are they going to have FOMO at like $200 million market cap, like within like a day or two? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's going to be like what opportunities are there, right?
Yeah.
Obviously marketing has, you know, a lot to do with this. If people with large accounts are pushing something, it can always catch. Not saying that these pre-runes aren't going to be successful. I think some of them are going to be very, very successful and have large market caps. But yeah. I just, like, when you're talking about the largest of the whole protocol, fungible token protocol, I don't think so.
Yeah, it you know, a lot of people are getting ready for this, right? A lot of people are sitting on these runestones, stuff like that, are sitting really high valuations, and they made a lot of money on this, and they're going to get this token, and they're going to jeet it. They're going to jeet it right away as soon as it's airdropped to them. And you got to remember, too, is like, I can't see Leonidas doing the airdrop in the first week. It's going to cost him too much. Think about that. If he has 7,000 wallets to airdrop to, he's not going to do it while gas prices are 400 or 500. So it's going to be, like, if you're thinking you're going to get your rune within the first week, you're probably, yeah, high hopes. So you might not get your rune airdrops for at least a week, maybe 10 days. We're talking to some people and they're already planning on not doing their airdrop, you know, for a week or so. So I don't know. So by that point, you might have some winners, you know, that are already here, that are already out there and flying, and, you know, like rune five and rune six and stuff like that. So you just don't know.
Yeah, and for some of the people, and this is a hard truth, you're probably not going to get the airdrop at all, right? Like, if you're in certain pre-runes projects, I'm not thinking of any of them particularly, but, like, just that's just the cold, hard facts that some of these teams don't have the capital to airdrop people, and, you know, it's just not going to happen. I think most of the big ones that have good teams and followings obviously will, but you're right, you know, they're going to wait till fees go down, because it's going to be a strategic thing. This is not for them. It's not like a 1 week event. It's, you know, for like Zbit, they're trying to add this runes token into their payment rails for their video games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And their marketplaces and stuff, right, is what they're saying. So you're going to have to be patient with some of these airdrops or one-to-one claims and stuff like that if you're holding BRC20s that are going to bridge over to runes and stuff. So just be prepared. Don't, you know, set your mind to have these, you know, huge expectations. And I think you're just going to have to say, okay, I'm ready for anything to happen, because anything can happen, especially the first, you know, couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be fun to see. It's going to be like, you know, it's kind of like a TV show. Like, you just don't know what the ending's going to be, right? So it's going to be fun to play out. I'm just super excited for the next 3 days. So,
yeah, you mentioned something, because, like, I was talking about how, like, Rune Zero could possibly be that largest market cap because it's first is first. And then, of course, because of how long it takes, you know, four years to take that token to fully mint out, that obviously gives me reason to think that it won't be initially, maybe down the road. So I was like, maybe Rune One would be, because first is first over here. But, like, how you feel about the chances of Rune Zero being like the largest market cap?
Zero chance. If you're holding room zero, you're an idiot. I'm sorry to say that, but you are. It's because, like, you know, in July and stuff, and when runes cool off, gas price is going to drop, right? And when gas prices drop, so will the price of your uncommon good. Uncommon good is going to be pegged to the gas price. So when uncommon good, the price gets higher than gas, people are going to pay are going to mint it. When it gets lower than gas, people are going to sell it. It's going to be constantly pegged to the price of the gas. So just wait. Gas prices will eventually come back down. So will uncommon goods. Do not get uncommon goods the first month. Don't get it the first year. If you're going to get it, just wait till gas prices are cheap and just mint it yourself. And just, and you know, when I'm talking about gas prices under 50, you know, under 50 V's and stuff like that. I think that this is something that is for the next cycle, not this cycle.
Yeah, and that's not financial advice not to buy it. You can do whatever you want, but it's just from his mentality and our mentality is that, like, you know, it's there's going to be chances for that. But, like, what do you think Casey's approach was with this, though? Like, to be this way? To keep
gas prices high. This is nothing to do with it being a token. This is only to keep gas prices high. Gas drops, people are going to mint uncommon goods. That's every time gas gets low enough, it's going to bring it back up. It's constantly so he wants the V bytes to be over 100 at all times, and I think he can get that with uncommon good because it's smart. It's a smart play, but it's an arbitrage play only. It's just going to get dumped. It's going to get okay. It's finally under what it's on the marketplace. I can mint it now and make a few bucks, and people are going to do this because if to say you mint 1,000 and you're making, I don't know, 50 cents off each one, you made $500, right? Yeah. So that's more than some people make an entire day of going working 9 hours. So you're going to see a lot of people playing this game. And it's so this is Zen. This is Zen. I know people don't say that, but Zen is pegged to the price of ETH gas, right? And every time the gas drops, so does Zen. Every time the price of gas goes up, so does Zen. And that's the same thing's going to happen here. It's basically Zen. There's no, it's a free, Zen's a free mint. This is a free mint. As gas prices this drops.
If you're saying it's like Zen, then what's the incentive? Because, like, you know, Zen obviously right now in this kind of market isn't performing very well, right? So, like, no one's going to want to touch it at all then. Like, you know,
8 years. So every year with Zen, the supply. So every time there's a Zen,
I'm not talking about Zen anymore. I meant like in terms of like the performance, right? So
I don't know why anyone would want this besides the fact that it's room zero.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, even when it drops, fees drop. Why would, you know, unless there's that short, you're saying that basically long-term that's what it will make sense is like that very, very short arbitrage opportunity, but then that's going to get eaten up real quick. Like, it's going to, you know what I mean? So I don't know. I feel like there's probably another angle that Casey has with this token. We'll figure it out once it drops. But, like, if it's like, if no one's interested in it and it's only for whenever the fees of, you know, transactions go down, then that period of time doesn't last long. It only lasts a short period of time. Then it's like, why would people keep buying it? Why would
you could do something. It's called burning. Right. If they can incentivize the burning of uncommon goods.
Yeah, but that's not in there.
You can burn any token you want. Someone else can come in and say, hey, by burning this uncommon goods, you can get my ordinal. Hey, if you burn 1,000 uncommon goods, you get the whitelist for my job. You know, people can incentivize rune zero. If you hold a lot of it, you can incentivize the burning of it. Right. Which causes the price to go up. So that's the only way.
Yeah. So the team at that point, like, is saying, like, okay, third parties can come in and gamify this and stuff like that and make it, like, work something.
Exactly. You know, and that's what Jack Levin's hoping with Zen as well. He's hoping, like, DB Zen came in and got to burn Zen to get the DB token. He's playing on the lines of that, right? And obviously, in 4 years, it's going to be, let's just say there's a whole bunch of burning mechanisms by that point. You could see uncommon goods as deflationary.
Yeah,
after the 4 years. So it's a long-term play for Casey. It's a long-term play. I mean, Casey's just gamifying this. He doesn't care if uncommon goods is good or bad. He just wants the gas prices to stay high. So the miners are fed. If the miners are fed, Bitcoin is safe. Yeah. With the halving happening, they're going to get less of the reward. This is Casey's way of saying, hey, guys, Ordinals has your back. Ordinals keeps Bitcoin alive.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good move because you want the miners on your side, right? So we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting. There's a lot of stuff that, like, is speculation. That's all we've all been doing, right? Is just speculating on what the future is for runes in this on-chain economy. One thing we do know is that there is an on-chain economy. It's been established. It ain't going nowhere. So sorry, Maxis. We're here to play on this playground forever.
Yep. In the words of the great P. Diddy, we ain't going nowhere.
Let's go ahead and
Shout out PDX real quick. Record. PDX real quick. PDX became a member. PDX, thank you so much, man. Welcome to the family. We have a whole bunch of member videos for you to go check out. They're all there. If you become a member, you get access to all these member videos. We're going to have a bunch of member videos going in to Rune. So you, sir, are now in the cabal.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. Next bit of news here. Leonidas from Ore.io just raised $2 million of pre-seed round to spearhead their expansion into Rune. So this is pretty big news, I would say, because, you know, they're already a big player in terms of data and analytics for the Ordinal space. But now it looks like they're trying to move. Ore.io is trying to move into the Runes space. And maybe they're trying to pull it. Kind of like an Etherscan type of approach. What do you think this is $2 million is for?
You know, it's really to build team. I think they're going to have more devs and, you know, more things like that. I think, you know, having a bigger team allows you to do more stuff. Ore.io could end up being something that it is not today. You know, it could be eventually down the line. They could have be an exchange. They could really be anything. I just think this gives Leonidas the power to really put a good team together and a really good plan together and become a lot bigger. Because as Ordinal Enjoyer and myself, we need stuff like that to succeed really well, right? So Ore.io definitely is a pillar in our infrastructure. And I think this is amazing for Ordinals, this is amazing for Leonidas, and this is amazing for all Ordinal Enjoyers.
Yeah. Do you remember like when we used to use Ord.io when we first got in and we started seeing like the OMB inscriptions come in? We're like, dude, this has got to be something. And then like we were just trying to like front run and see what's coming and all that stuff. And it was like so cool to see like people inscribing stuff like live, right?
Yeah.
So that was really cool. But let me read the tweet here. And this is from Jacob Brown. It says, excited to announce their latest investment in Ord.io, one of the first rounds for the BTC Frontier Fund. You can see right here some of the, you know, backing, right? It's co-led by Sora, Edenblock. I'm not going to read all these, but you can see, like, you know, angel investors down here. Udi was an angel investor. Jake.sats, our guy Jake from Emblem Vault as well. So, you know, this is pretty big for the space. I feel like you said, we need stuff like Ore.io to succeed and to have these kind of tools and explorers and stuff to where more and more new people are using them, right? Yeah. So big win, in my opinion, for the space, and big win to Ore.io. So congrats to Leo and his team for getting that pre-seed raise.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to move over to another part of our space that has been struggling a little bit, but I think this news here is going to kind of help uplift it a bit. But just to remind everybody in the audience, put your questions in the chat. We will get to those in the after hour. But Bitmap Emporium is minting tomorrow for their Bitmap PFP. So the first PFPs that are really focused and centered around Bitmap. I think this is big for Bitmap because, as we've mentioned on our show before, this team has connections and roots from NeoTokyo. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think this elevates Bitmap as a whole? I know you were excited about this mint coming up.
Real quick, though, I definitely want to get into that, but my man Francis just did it again. He just paid my rent. Shout out, Francis.
And did it again.
Yo, no, foolish enough. Get your ass in the honk down to Hong Kong in a month, man. Oh, Francis, you're killing me, bro. Thank you so much, Francis. Wow, dude. That is
huge
insane.
Super chat. Francis, appreciate that, sir.
That's huge, man. We appreciate you so much, Francis, man. And we definitely will continue to support you guys in any way possible. And wow, huge. Thank you.
Francis has been in the space for a long time. He's one of the people that were educating us even when we first got into BRC20s and stuff. So appreciate that. All right. So back to the Bitmap Emporium mint tomorrow. I got a partner that has ADD, but that was worth
it. That was a $500.
Yeah, that was a big super chat.
That's like, it's definitely a tie for the biggest one we ever had. All right, so Pip-Pap Emporium, big fan.
Why are you bullish on them? And if you could talk about what it could do for Bitmap.
I kept hearing Bitmap Emporium, and then I saw a space all about it, and I went into space, and I was like, hey, guys, what the hell is this? And they told me about Limitless, his Neo Tokyo background, Becker. What's his first name? Becker.
Alex.
Alex Becker, he has like over 1 million subs on YouTube. He's a part of Neo Tokyo, and they're kind of like an alpha group. And Bitmap Emporium is kind of Limitless's version of that. I think I'm not 100% sure what they're going to be doing, but I'm just bullish on what's going to happen with that. And if it ends up being anything like Neo Tokyo, this is a big deal. This could be a very big deal for the space, and it has Bitmap in it, right? And obviously our logo is a Bitmap, right? So it's one of those things where I'm just curious to see where I want to be a part of it. I'm curious to see where it goes. I did get a whitelist for it, but obviously it's not free. It's not a free whitelist, so I'll be paying for it. And I'll probably be buying some off the floor as well. I think that having a couple of these, I mean, if this is anything like Neo Tokyo does, this is going to be a really good project.
Yeah, I agree. I think that they've done a good job too, kind of building up to this mint, right?
Yeah.
So the mint is tomorrow, and it's at 2, I think it's, let's see what time it is, 2:25 UTC, 2:25 p.m. UTC time tomorrow, which is 9:25 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're in the U.S., you should be able to gauge what time that is for your time zone there. I want to show some of these, images here of what they are showcasing. So you can see they are focused on Bitmap. I mean, you can see the Bitmap on the hat here, the Bitmap in the background, just a single block there, single transaction block in the background. There's just different Bitmaps in the background. And I love that. I love that they are incorporating it into the Bitmap. I do think that like the Bitmap community needs something like this right now. You know what I mean? Because it's been a little bit, just kind of down in terms of like the energy, right, for Bitmap. Do you think this can do something for the community, though? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, he's taking in a lot of money, right? So there's like 2,000 of these. He's taking in, I think, about $400 or $500 each. So I think that's really going to help him being able to do things for the community without coming out of his own pocket. He did say he came in, he put a whole Bitcoin out to mint these. And so it's like one of those things. But we'll see. It's hard to say because I just don't know what he's going to do. I reached out to him to have him on the show, but he said maybe after the mint. So let's just I'm just going to wait, see your comments. I don't want to put words in his mouth that I don't know are true. So,
yeah. Well, it reminds me a little bit about the ZK situation, because I think ZK was a DGods community member before, right?
Yeah.
And he had a lot of experience, just being involved with that community. And he came over to Ordinals and he launched, obviously OMB. So this could be a similar situation to where, Limitless has that experience with the Neo Tokyo community connected there. And once you have like that kind of connections, it helps if you want to launch something. And so maybe this is what kind of this turns into. I'm excited for it. I'm going to be there for the mint. I'm going to probably pick up on secondary if there's available at the prices I want, but I'm happy for Bitmap. And, there's also some other news too that we'll get into next, but any last thoughts on this?
Yeah, I'm very thankful for Limitless to be building on Bitmap, because he didn't have to. He could have put out something like a Neo Tokyo, so something similar that has nothing to do with community. But he's seen what I've been saying for a while, and there's already a built community, so why not use it? And he's using it. So
exactly. So with that being said, actually, I was saying that the Bitmap community has been kind of, the energy has been lacking a little bit in terms of like putting news out and stuff like that. Well, right when I start thinking that way, you have Bitmap Emporium that's about to mint tomorrow, and then you have bitmap420.com that has launched, and they're building on Merlin using Bitmap and 420 protocol, right? So if you go to bitmap420.com, you can see the website, and it says unleashing the full potential of Bitcoin's metaverse assets, liquidity and utility for Bitmap and BRC 420. So they kind of answered the call, when Jeff and his team were like, hey, we want builders to come and build on Merlin using bitmaps and BRC 420 protocol. And the person that's behind this is Ben Schiller. And he's been in our spaces that we used to run every Saturday morning for builders. And he was there consistently. And he is in this BTC Startup Lab cohort right now. So that makes me like have confidence that this is not just some, you know, quick little experiment. This is somebody that has experience from the BTC Startup Lab, learning each and every day from there. And then he's taking on this initiative. I don't know. Look in the middle there.
Up. Powered by
Merlin Chain.
You know what that means? It means they're getting a grant from Merlin Chain. So I don't think that would be there without Merlin Chain initiating it. I'm being okay with it. So it's there, man. So that's congratulations to them if they got that grant, because that'll give them the opportunity to really get their hands dirty. And having a little capital behind you is huge. And I'm sure they have investors as well, especially with the BTC Startup Lab behind them. They usually help them out with investors. And this looks amazing. Again, we have people building on Bitmap. You know, it's huge. I'm so happy about that. And I wish them the best of the, you know, best of success, right?
Yeah, and it looks like there's four focus features here, core features, bitmap parceling. So they're going to focus on parceling on Merlin, AI analysis, identifying monetization options, using AI for block data, non-custodial staking. So generating assets with a self-sovereign solution that allows Bitcoin metaverse assets to produce runes, non-arbitrary tokens, BRC420s and more, and layer two exchanges. It says increasing volume and liquidity with a fast commodity style exchange to meet the specific and demanding needs of Bitmap and 420 community. So, you know, they look like they're going to build exchanges for Bitmap, which is awesome, you know, for Merlin Chain as well as BRC 420. So something that's needed, I feel like, to kind of bring some of these users over that wanted to, you know, use Merlin Chain, but really didn't feel like there was much to use other than Merlin Swap, right? So this could be really big. Like you said, I think there was a big point that you mentioned. Being MBTC Startup Lab, they have access to a bunch of investors, right? So this could be something that really turns into something big on Merlin. I'm excited for it. I'm just happy like you are for the Bitmap community, because I know they come each and every day, like from at least from their like, you know, presence on Twitter. It might not be big news from like these builders, but they come. Like the community comes and talks about Bitmap and stuff. So I'm excited for them.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. I'm curious what this is going to be all about. And it's big words, unleashing the full potential of Bitcoin metaverse assets. Let's see if they deliver, right? So.
Yep. I think that's really important, is the delivery of it. It looks great right now, but you know, Bitmap needs some people to really put out right now, right? And so I'm excited for it. And like we had this kind of shift of focus with the NATs and all that stuff. Now it's coming back, it seems like, to Bitmap. So let's see what happens. All right. And anywhere you want to go specific next?
I haven't looked at the banners. Let me see. So let's just go with the next one there. Merlin Starter goes live with TGE. Trading has started. So we'll move over to the Merlin, since it's kind of like put us there anyway. So Merlin Starter just went live today. If you participated in their IDO, you can go claim your tokens from their website. You know, this is big. Launchpads always do the best, all right? So owning these tokens will probably, you know, probably be one of the biggest winners over there in Merlin. Not financial advice, but you know, I participated in the IDO, and we'll see what happens. And I'm very excited to see what happens with Merlin Starter, you know, potentially picking up some off the secondary as well. If the price gets low enough, but we'll see.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, you know, about launchpads and how they, like you just mentioned, you know, they do the best whenever ecosystems and chains start. So I want to see some of these other big projects starting to launch their IDOs as well. We've seen a couple, you know, but there's still some out there that, you know, I think are going to do very well with Merlin Starter. I'm excited about it, but we'll see. They definitely went through a rocky period, but it seems like they've tried to clean that up. But we'll see how they do. But with that being said, you know, this is the biggest news from Merlin Chain. Guys, the wait is over. Merlin token, Merl, TGE is tomorrow. So I think everybody that has built up these points will be able to claim soon, right?
Yeah. I got 1.5 million points, dude. I'm hype. I am hype with this. I can't wait to claim my Maryland tokens. I had about, at one point, almost 3 Bitcoin in there. After my minerals died out, though, it fell back down hard. But, you know, I'm very excited to hold this token. This is one of the tokens where I will be getting them, and I will be DCAing in as well. I'm really hoping to get this under a dollar. I can get some more tokens, because, you know, obviously I'm getting a big bag of these, and I want to keep adding to my bag, because, you know, if this does anything to where it gets anywhere big as stacks, and people are always saying, oh, it's the market cap is this much. Yeah, okay, but the market cap that's fully diluted, right? If you go and fully dilute a lot of those tokens, they're going to be, you know, up there with Ethereum and Bitcoin. And so you can't look at the fully diluted. You can only look at the circulating supply, and we'll know the circulating supply tomorrow and the actual market cap. And that is when I will decide to buy more or not, or keep my bag the way it is. But I'm pretty sure that the market cap is going to probably be anywhere near a billion or under a billion. And that could really ride to, you know, 3 or 4, or if not 8 billion.
Yeah. And OKX announced that they're listing Merle. So this is big for the Merlin token, right? So they're the third BRC20 that's being listed on the exchange. You had Ordi, Sats, and now Merle. To me, that's a huge news announcement. Obviously, Runes is happening right now, so it's being a little bit like overshadowed by that. But from just the perspective of a BRC20 token being listed on there, I think that's really big for Merle. We'll see what happens. There's a lot of interesting, you know, things happening in the space. But, you know, this is going to be one of those things. Like, does BRC20 continually do well? Well, OKX just launched another BRC20. Maybe they already kind of committed to that before, but it doesn't matter. You know, it's a chain governance token, so I think it's a big deal.
For sure, for sure. Yazir just had a good comment here. He said, Merlin Chain is like a superhero kid that has not found how to use his powers yet, but he will. And then Yazir, he went up to me. I said, I got 1.5. He said, no, I got 1.6.
Oh, dang. So, yes,
shout out, Yazir.
Yeah, you are crushing it, sir. You must have staked a ton. So.
Well, at least
I got a good Bitcoin. Little amount, but yeah, that's a lot.
What do you mean little? You're larger than me. Yeah.
But yeah, so guys, be ready for that claim. You're going to be able to claim tomorrow. I believe tomorrow we'll get confirmation for that. But that's exciting, because, you know, we all been waiting for that claim moment, and also be able to unstake should be shortly after. We don't know exactly how long after, but shouldn't be too much longer. But we do have some other big. Go ahead.
I'm hoping it's just before runes drops, before the halving. I hope I'm able to.
Yeah, I don't think the unstake's going to happen before that, though, because that sucks,
that's going block... to be like $90 to fucking transfer it from Merlin. Yeah.
I agree.
But it is what it is.
Yeah. All right. We got some other big kind of just around the space, like builders announcements. Here's one. Magic Eden added collection offers to their protocol, right? So you can actually go to Magic Eden, and let's say that, you know, you want to offer, 10% below the current floor price. You could do that. Let's say you want to do it for Node Monks. You could do that. And then this will show up, which is called Instant Sell, right? And then so if I'm a seller, then I can just click Sell Now my Node Monk, right? And then sell it for this price. So some people think it's, you know, not the best option for ordinals in terms of like being able to capitalize on like the most Bitcoin. But you're in the other camp that thinks this is good for ordinals because it makes liquidity flow back and forth more seamlessly.
I don't know if it's good for ordinals. It's good for me. I would love to just put a bid on, hey, I want to pay 0.35 for a no monkey. I don't give a crap what it looks like, what his number is. I just want one. And let's just say the price is like 0.38. Somebody's like just wants to jeet it. They jeet it. I make 0.003 on it. I'm happy. I got a node monkey for the price I want it. I don't know. Obviously, in a bear market, this isn't good. I'm already getting comments like that. Blur season is coming to Bitcoin. I disagree. I think that happens in the bear market. The only reason why that did happen was because, you know, they incentivized you to get points. So yeah, you were losing that 0.003, but in the back end, you're getting a whole bunch of free blur tokens, and that's not what Magic Eden is doing. To say, and I'm gonna call you out, Pelpa. I'm gonna call you out. I said blur season coming to Bitcoin. this is where you're wrong, man. There's no point system. And that was the thing that ruined everything for Blur. It wasn't this selling option. This is actually really good for us as ordinal buyers and sellers.
Yeah, and I think if we do see that happening to where, like, you're going to – I mean, you do get points for selling in over here, but you can't transition those into tokens. If that happens, please, Magic Eden, don't do that, because
– he did say Magic Eden gems, but I don't really see the gems.
You could trade your points in for gems.
Yeah, or something like that. But I cut you off. What did you say? I'm sorry.
So I think the Blur token, though, was just such a bad mechanism – for these Blur farmers, right? Because that's what they were doing. They were farming by, you know, selling, right? Buying and selling, right? And so the tokens ended up being more of the profit to where it came in. So yeah, you know, I hope that they stay away from that, just because that will kill the spirit. You saw it kill the spirit of the ETH NFT community. Like, everybody was at that point was just like, after their it was like PvP, like, to like times a million. You know, everybody just was worried about their own situation. The community was starting to break up because the floors were falling. And that's what happened. At the end of the day, people want to say it's not about money, it's not about the floors, it's about community. You saw it happen. When floors started dropping, people started like trying to find reasons why and all this stuff. And they started cannibalizing each other. And we don't, that's the last thing we want for this space.
100%.
So, all right. We got to move right along here. Magistat is offering a mempool marketplace. This was big news. Because, you know, I even got sniped again yesterday, dude. Like, I was like, man, I don't think anybody wants to snipe this one. Yes, someone did. And it sucks, because, like, you can see right away, because you check your history and you had like a pending, like an unconfirmed transaction. And then if someone sniped you, that disappears, right? You're just like, what is going on here? But what Magistat did was say, hey, let's make this more of an even playing field here for everybody. And so you can actually RBF any inscription that they list here that is listed on other exchanges. You can snipe it within the last like couple seconds before and overtake that purchase. So yes, you know, that sucks, but like, if someone sniped you, you can basically snipe them back.
Yeah.
That's the point, right? I don't know. This makes me feel good, because it's more even.
Yeah. It's funny you say that, because I just got sniped. Remember that?
Did you?
Yeah, I got sniped on that.
The one that we talked about?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's awesome. So, the thing about Magistat is they're not listing the pandas yet. And by the way, we're about to hit on that. So anyways, all in all, real quick, what's your feelings on this? Do you like this? Obviously, it leads to more sniping, but
yeah.
I
would love the opportunity to be able to snipe it back, right? So I did get sniped on that. My Bitcoin is still there, but I did pay the gas fee, which kind of sucks, because I had a good price on that panda, you know? And now I don't. So, but it is what it is. I'm not mad, but I guess I am a little bit mad, because it was a cool
purple. All right, we got to refocus here. Do you the Magistat mempool marketplace, or do you
I love it. I love it.
Tell us why you like it. Like,
I like it because of what just happened to me just now. I'd be able to kind of see that it happened before the block is gone, right? I'm like, oh, wow, that guy sniped me. Let me go purchase another one if I don't want to like fight back. You know what I mean? So it would give me the opportunity, at least knowing that I'm going to get sniped without knowing. So,
yeah. And this is just a look at Magistat right here. You can see it's RBF'd, right? Like already,
yeah.
You know, so if you want to go back in here and do another one, you could, to just try increase the fee rate or the fee amount, and then you can snipe it back. Right. But unfortunately, I don't think they have, they don't have the pandas. So sorry, Shizzy, you missed out on that one. But once they do list those, if it was listed, you could win that back. But I actually really do love this. And I love Quarry for this too, because this is 100% Quarry. Like, you could tell, you know, he's just like, you know what? These snipers want to play these games. Let's let them play these games, because now we're going to make it more even. Obviously, he gets the benefit because he gets a fee. But like, it just allows everybody else to also kind of, you know, just, okay, I'm going to one-up you back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It at least gives you the option to play the game without being an RBFer, right? So
Exactly. All right. And the last topic we're going to touch on, and guys, remember to put your questions in the chat. We're going to get to those here in about 5 minutes. Ailu, what we were talking about just now is the project that has been really just on fire right now.
Yeah,
for sure. You can see on the daily here on Magic Eden, it's number 3, and it's only behind Rune Pups and Rune Stones, which are the two top performing pre-runes, right? So 812 sales. It's done 27.73 Bitcoin in the past 24 hours, which is super solid, especially right now whenever people are more focused on pre-runes and stuff like that. I don't know. I'm bullish on them because, like, I've been watching their community chat and doing research on them. This is like a project that's been in the works for years, actually. The design of the ordinals and like the whole concept behind it, like, you know, possibly like in being integrated in all these different platforms, and the people behind it are a part of like the cypherpunk community, so that also gets me bullish on it. Where are you seeing these headed? They're at 0.06 now,
0.1 definitely, if not higher. You know, I was luckily enough gifted one. They actually, I was in a OSD and he was in there, and Block was like, "Hey, I want to nominate," because you have to be nominated for it. So Block nominated for it, and I was able to get one. And then I obviously nominated you. So we were able to get one each free, and then we each bought some off the secondary because we're just bullishing on these, and it was pretty cool. Just to be a part of this community. We're in a couple chat. They added us to a couple chats. There's some big accounts in there. The one guy has over 30,000 followers on X. So I don't know, man. This is one that I don't want to miss. This could be Node Monkeys all over again for us. This could be, you know, I wasn't as bullish on it as you were, and then you went a little harder than I did, and I was like, frick, like maybe I need to go a little harder on this. So I did buy one before the show, and then got triggered for it. So I ended up just buying one right now. So
yeah. And well, you know what? I was a little bit initially like I wanted to pick some up off a secondary, and I should have whenever it was 0.01. Yeah. But I was on my way to help out my family with something, and so I was like, you know what? I'll just take a look when I get back. But it's the chats, man. There's multiple chats, multiple community chats. Yeah. And so I get a little bit of these, like the puppets energy. Obviously puppets are on a different scale in terms of like, you know, their community level and stuff, but like the craziness, you know, like when I see like the memes and stuff that come through the chat and just the synergy as well. Like the community in these chats are like, they're all together. They, you know, they all joke and troll all day. And so I like that. So I kind of had that like weird feeling in my gut. It's almost kind of like a nauseous feeling, but at the same time, like, you know, opportunity feeling. And that's what I had with Node Monkeys whenever, you know, you and I were talking about that and we jumped on that. So I don't know where this is going to go, guys. It could go to zero, but I doubt it. I'm bullish on what they're showing me. And that's the reason why I picked up more on secondary myself, even if I had to pay a little extra.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll definitely see what happens next, but this is something, I mean, it's only 2000. What was the supply of them? 2,100 or something.
Yeah.
So I don't know. This could either go all the way, and who knows what he's going to do. I mean, you saw with the puppets, how many airdrops they got. This guy seems to be really involved with this, and he just got a lot of money. On secondary, I mean, he was selling them for $400 each. I think he sold, you know, over a few thousand, like I think over like 1,500 of them, right? So he made, you know, over 500 grand. Let's see what he can do with that investment. And obviously, he seems like a dude who's going to keep building. And if you know, he can build platforms in this. And we J25 was telling me about After Hours, how he's using one of these pandas to kind of be his avatar for his YouTube channel. So I thought that was pretty cool, and we see a lot of these pandas doing that. That gives it utility, right? Something that a lot of these projects that like No Monkeys and stuff don't have. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I mean, if you go to their website, which is endangeredlabs.io, you can just learn about them and what they're doing. You can learn about the team. Metapanda is the alchemist right here, the founder. And then, yeah, I mean, like, I see these integrated into like little video games and stuff like that. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm bullish on it. We'll see. And one of the things you told me, you were like, dude, you're getting these right now, like when with runes coming up. And I was like, yeah, I'm like, I'm willing to part way with some of my BTC right now because I just see these really flying up. But we'll see. I could be wrong. I doubt it. But yeah, that wraps up the ordinal hour. And we will jump right into the ordinal after hour and get to some of y'all's questions here. Appreciate all 237 of you guys just hanging with us for the first hour here. And we'll get into some of these questions. All right, let's see what we got here. All right. First question is from Elias Lululu. I hope you are all doing great. What do you think of the art on Pepe Ordinal Maxi? And did you mint your rug lords? Did you all rent your rug lords? Do you know about Pepe?
I have no idea.
So I did see. I think.
I see the rug lords you're minting.
So this is the Pepe Ordinal Maxi. I did see these. I want to say a couple of days ago, maybe. I didn't get into this. I actually didn't hear a ton of news on this, but they look cool. Like the art looks cool. I just don't know if another OMB derivative is going to take off right now, especially during this time. I think there's a select couple right now that are going to do okay pre-runes. And then after people have made their profits and post-runes, I think that's whenever some of these other collections will start to go back up because they'll drop their profits into them.
I agree with you. Yeah. We'll see. I'm not getting the Rug Lords. I don't like the art. I think the art looks crappy. I'm just not big in the 2D type of thing there, but I mean, especially with Bitmap Emporium's different because of who is behind it. So that's the reason why, I'm big into that, but this really isn't my cup of tea here.
Yep. No, I feel that. All right. Let's see what else we got. All right. You got a question from Zish here. It says, hi from Wales. What was the film series you were talking about the other day? Were you guys talking about film series yesterday?
Oh, we're talking about Fallout, me and you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Fallout, it's on Amazon Prime. I highly, highly recommend it. It's really, really good. So that's what we were talking about. I didn't know if they were talking about something that you guys were talking about with J25 and Kramer yesterday.
I don't think we were talking about that, unless they were talking about the Kramer video of him getting harassed in New York about the puppets. But that's about it.
Yep. And then J25, good morning, sir. Our guy, J25, just want to give him a shout out there. Appreciate you helping us out yesterday.
Yeah, it was big. Thanks, Jay.
Hope to see. It says, don't you know Leonidas auction one of the runestones for 8 BTC that will be used to cover the airdrop expenses? So I think he was going off of what you said. Don't be surprised if Leonidas waits a little bit. Yeah, just because he raised 8 Bitcoin doesn't mean he's not going to be strategic with it. He actually, in fact, said that he's still going to be strategic with how much the fees are and stuff. So doesn't mean that, he's not going to wait and be smart about the airdrop. But I still think that he's going to, take that approach. I don't know.
Got to remember, there's 90,000 holders of these plus, right? So it's 90,000 wallets. Let's just say on average, $50, per airdrop. That's 50 times 90,000. That's $4 million. That's way more than eight runestones, right? And that's just at $50, right? So, and I think day one or day two is going to be over $100 to send per wallet, at least for the first day or two. So, it's not going to happen, guys. You're going to have to wait a week to get your airdrops for sure.
Yeah. And plus you want him to be strategic about it. But yeah, I think there's going to be a period to where they realize if it's smart to use those funds or not. All right. Good question though. Mighty Sonu says, what do you think, Shizzy Sir? Runestone holders will get Ord.io token airdrop. I didn't even think about that. But is there a possibility that Ord.io releases the runes token for their platform?
Nah, Ord.io is they're probably gonna go public before they do a token. Leonidas seems to be really by the book. You could see them go public, but you're not going to see a token from Leonidas.
Would they go public though? Like what other type of analytics websites and stuff and other ecosystems have gone public? Like Etherscan.
I'm just saying, if he wanted to raise money from people, he would go public before he would put out a coin. That was my only point, was he would do that before he does this.
Yeah, I think that he probably won't do it just because he doesn't want like the messiness of it, right?
He'd be a security.
That's what I mean. You know, but he might be getting pressure to do that from some of the investors, but I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I just can't see him doing it.
All right, where is it? Okay, here's a good one from Max Long, a member of ours. Any thoughts on Rune X? Unnamed collection with Rune X allocation for holders. You want to start that one?
Any thoughts on Rune X? So Rune X is that project, right? With
Dante and
Dante
all them.
And stuff. Unnamed collection. I'm not really sure. We'll see. I don't know. This is actually the first time I heard about this. I'll look into it though.
So the unnamed collection is just like their pre-rune. Remember like when we got the chest? And it turned into the guy laying down, and then now it's the main collection. So, I mean, do you think the Runex, like runes token, is going to do well? I think it's more of like that, and like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just not bullish on any prunes, right? Pre runes. So, I don't, it's hard for me to say.
You're not bullish on any pre runes at all?
No. Bullish on Leonidas, but he has. Three tokens coming. Pups, I feel like that's going to be buy the rumor, sell the news type of thing. Buy it into it, sell after. I'm just not, And again, like, why would I be bullish on Pups? The market cap's over 100 million. Like, you would need, you know, to me, that's a 10x really is impossible. So, it's, you know what I mean? Like, why I'm not interested in that. I'm looking for 50 to 100x's.
Yeah. I think like the Runestone having three tokens, that makes me actually feel a little bit better about some of those tokens. And I'll tell you why, is because it's not going to be just like so front run or, you know, with like this market cap for all of them, you know, and I think that's smart that he's doing that. I think he did that on purpose. You know what I mean? Because now like he has more of a shot of one of those really taking off and being like leader, you know, with market for cap. Sure. And stuff. So I think that was actually smart by Leonidas. I wonder if anybody else takes that approach, though, you know?
We'll see. Possibly.
Yeah. All right. Courtney Johnson, another member of ours, says, what's that revoke site again? So, Courtney, if you're talking about the revoke
the Merlin site, one.
Merlin, I believe it's revoke.merlinsecurity.io. But that's not pulling up for me right now for some reason. But I have it bookmarked. And I believe that should be the website. So can you see if you can pull that up? Here, I'll put it in the.
It's private. Working for me fine. Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Perfect. I'll put it in the I'll post it in the chat here, Courtney.
Perfect. Okay. So yeah. So he's gonna post it in the chat. So that is the revoke site. And I highly recommend like making sure that you don't give access to websites that you don't know. So that's a good tool to use. All right, Patapu says I have two runestones in one wallet. Do you think that might mess up receiving two airdrops of dog? Probably gonna move it to another wallet just to be safe and spread out the risk. No, I think each runestone will get a separate allocation. Because
you're good.
Yeah, because then there would be too many people complaining. But if you're like worried about it, just send it to another wallet address. But that's just my take on it. Okay. All right. Here's another good question by Courtney. Is Merl an ERC-20 or Ordinal MERL token?
So Merl is a BRC-20, and it'll also get the receipt version on Merlin will be an ERC-20, but it'll be backed one-to-one by the BRC-20. So yes, to answer your question, Merl is a BRC-20.
Yes. It's a BRC-20, which makes it kind of, well, initially made it really attractive, right? Because it was inscribed on Bitcoin, and all the tokens, the original tokens live there on Bitcoin. All right. S. Sayin, All the pre-runes projects will airdrop in the first week or not at not all of them confirmed when.
We talked about this
earlier. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I don't think it's I think it's gonna be at least 7 to 10 days out. But what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think that like they're gonna be strategic about it, right? Like you have like so let's just think of some of the solid ones that we know of, right? So like Runestone, Runes Pups, Tiny Vikings. Like, so let's just talk about those three right now. Because I think both of us can agree that those three will airdrop their holders, right? I think that those three are going to be strategic about it because they know that they're probably not going to get that number one. And so if you're not getting number one, then you're probably just like, okay, how can we be like efficient, right? To be able to do this and airdrop it properly without any mistakes and all that stuff, right? Because you have to remember, like, they could create cenotaphs and burn the token supply that is involved with that transaction. And that's the last thing they want to do. So I think that these solid projects for pre-runes are going to take their time with it. You know, whether that means like 2 days, 2 weeks, I don't know. I can't tell you because I'm not going to be, you know, in that, in those closed doors of whoever decides to do that for them. Let's see. All right, cryptocurrency says, been hearing a lot about sniping. Could you explain a little bit further? Is it possible for someone to grab an ordinal after you've broadcasted a transaction? Thanks.
Yes, so it just happened to me. So what happens is I purchased it. The price jumped up. I think I purchased that 0.052. The price jumped up to 0.06. The block didn't finish yet. Somebody seen that and sniped my original. And then he actually took it and put it in my face because now it's back on the floor at 0.0603, the same one that I won it. It's a big purple guy right there.
I'm just curious. Like,
what's up?
What price were you trying to get it at?
0.052.
Oh, wow.
And then he put it up at 0.06. So that's what he's doing. He's just, you know, just trying to get point at that 0.008, which I think is like $300, $400. So yeah, he's just working out here. So they're your thing, bro. I ain't mad, but just annoyed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's like their whole goal is to, it's so crazy because it like, now that you see that he listed it right away, right? It's like the Mev bot, like Jared from Subway, right? It's basically that, like front running and then like reselling for just that tiny bit of profit. But this is actually a little bit more than a tiny bit. It's like point away. Yeah. But man, yeah. So cryptocurrency, that's what sniping is. That's awesome that it happened to one of us. So
live,
kind of explain it during this like show. Real time. That's what you get whenever you watch our lives every day. But yeah. All right. And then the last question here is from Mighty Sonu. Sir, are you minting NFT Go? It's in 4 minutes. And this was 11:06. So right now for Runestone holders. So I guess they whitelisted Runestone holders for NFT Go. I'm not sure, honestly, what NFT Go is. Do you know what that is?
It's a platform I was looking at the other day. It's pretty cool. It has like it's like an ordinal site. I think it's NFT.
I have it up.
Go. Do you?
Yeah, well, I got it up right now. I think this is it, but it's showing for only Ethereum, though. Yeah. So maybe this is not it.
There's an ordinal. Change right here. You just go to the top right. You'll see where it says Ethereum. Change it to Bitcoin. Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Okay, so basically it's a marketplace, it looks like.
Yeah. I don't know if you can buy it there, though. It might take you somewhere else.
Gotcha. Maybe they're trying to do that aggregator thing.
Yeah, it might be aggregate. Yeah, that might be a really good spot to aggregate. Yeah.
So we'll see. It could be just an analytics site too, like a data site. Yeah. I'm gonna look into this. Appreciate you bringing that up, Mighty Sonu. But yeah, I'm not in this mint. But good luck to the people that are. I think that I was a little bit underwhelmed with like how many people airdropped or did like claims for Runestone holders. Weren't you? Cause like I was expecting way more.
Yeah, I was too. I'm actually, yeah, I'm the same way. I don't, you know, I thought I was expecting a lot more, so it just didn't happen.
Yeah, that's pretty weird. Someone posted something about Ailu in here. Can't see it. Oh, well, I guess it's gone. Yeah, someone was just talking about Ailu 100x. Oh, here it is. Danny, look at that switch of the PFP. Did he snipe you, bro? Look, it's purple.
Yo, that's my purple one. No, I'm joking. Let me find out Danny's the Mempool Sniper, bro. Damn.
The whole time.
Watching our show the whole time. I thought we were friends, Danny. I thought we were friends. But no.
No, he says Ailu BRC20 token could be 100x. It's already 10x. Oh, I forgot that they actually launched that token. Yeah. BRC20s, though. Right now, I'm just holding off on anything BRC20s until runes like
anymore.
Yeah, until runes goes through and stuff and see. So. All right, I think that's it. Anything that we left off or anything?
No, I think we're good. I don't see anything. I'm trying to look and see if there's anything we missed. Maybe. Yeah, I think we're good. I don't see anything.
Yep.
But yeah, well, man.
We appreciate all 246 of y'all just being with us on a Wednesday. 2 days left, right? And look out for the members videos. I think we might pop one out maybe later today. But it's really just prepping for runes. That's what it's going to be centered around. We're focused on that too, guys. So sorry if we, seem like our attention is a little bit off, but we always bring it back to you guys. We'll be in our Discords as well. If you're thinking about joining the membership, do it. It's $10. You get these member videos. You get inside of our minds of what we're thinking strategy wise and everything like that. And I think that's it.
Yeah, that's the show, guys. I appreciate every single one of you guys. Definitely. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Definitely check out orderrevolution.com. If you got 20% off, if you're going to Nashville, we will be in Nashville. And if you're in Nashville, definitely wear some Ordinals gear. If it's not from us, somewhere else. But we do have our own gear. If you guys check out the store there, we appreciate you guys just checking it out. Take a look. And we're going to be adding some stuff. Yeah, I want to add like a panda hoodie.
Let's do it.
Let's add a couple panda hoodies. So if you're Danny, go get yourself a panda hoodie. No, I'm just playing. But panda. Well, we'll see you guys. I'll be back tomorrow, same time. Same place. Check us out as you guys always do. We appreciate the guys here every single day, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Peace.
We OG, we OG, or no OG.
You're not bullish enough. Yeah. Oh no, you're not bullish enough. You ain't got the or no. I get stoned by the bolo. Bitcoin set to Olo. Yeah, experts on reload. Yeah, yeah. You're not bullish enough. Yeah. Oh no, you're not bullish enough. You ain't got the or no. I get stoned by the bolo. Bitcoin set to Olo. Experts on reload. Mempool getting hot. Everybody wanna rock. Ay. Runes is coming. Everybody on a night. Ay. It's a nuisance. Order no revolution. Ay. Ordinal revolution.
Yo, is my guy for real, bro?
Run stuff.
Got friends right now. Yo, BRC420, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, that shit on fire, bro. Imagine if he in here.
Yeah, like it in a seal.
Murder.
I got balls of steel. Nuki on the field. Yeah, this shit for real. With no calls, I get so far. Got 100 phone calls that I go hard, and they gon' love me. Smoke weed, huddle back. I get shiesty, where my Bitcoin looking lovely. All this Satoshi's nothing above me.